Hello, pilgrims, and greetings again. It's Pastor Bob, and we are ready to begin a new daily devotional series, and this time it's going to be the reading of a spiritual classic, about a 60-page book called The Way of a Pilgrim, and we offer it to you in hopes that this will help you in your spiritual life, will touch you in a way that God is trying to reach you, right? And to assure you that your journey is not a lost cause. Indeed, that your journey is precious and sacred, as is each of our journeys. And as we lean more and more on God in our journeys, then God reveals more and more of Himself to us. In a way, that's what this book and all spiritual books are about. But this is a wonderful little book. I'm going to read you a very short introduction, and we're going to dive right in. You know, I'm not going to talk about our music in the background, although we'll have some beautiful nature-infused sounds in the background. I'm not going to talk about the tea we're drinking, although, well, that's it. I'm not going to talk about it, though. I'm not going to talk about the scented beach walk candle we have, the open window, the sacred space I'm in as we read this book. But I hope you find a place over the next, we don't even know, couple weeks, 10 days maybe to read this book, maybe a week, we'll see, to spend about 10 minutes each and every day walking your way through this great spiritual classic from Russia. Now, I have a few extra copies of the book we're using. The actual book we're using of The Way of a Pilgrim is the Skylight Illuminations version with Andrew Harvey as the senior editor. This book is available in many different translations and forms if you want to order your own or just listen. But I do have a few extra copies if you'd like one. They're just hanging out here. And I'll be glad to get you one or bring some to worship service on Sunday, even. The Way of a Pilgrim. Here's our introduction today. The book known in English as The Way of a Pilgrim was first published in Russia in 1881 under a title that is translated as this: Intimate Conversations of a Pilgrim with His Spiritual Father. It was very popular spiritual reading in Russia right up until the time of the revolution. This book is a first-person account of what in Russia is called a stranik. A stranik. One of the wandering pilgrims who were a regular sight in the Russian countryside from medieval times until the Russian Revolution. Its author and the exact place it originated are unknown, and there is even speculation that it might be a work of fiction. But regardless of its origin, it has come down to us as the most accessible and inspiring presentation of the practice known as hesychasm, which means quietness, hesychasm, which is a way of prayer, that quietness, a way of prayer that has characterized the spirituality of the Eastern Orthodox Church for many, many centuries. The Way of a Pilgrim was first published in English in the 1930s under the title, which it has been known ever since, The Way of a Pilgrim. It remained in print through the rest of the 20th century, but the biggest surge in its popularity came, ironically enough, with the publication of J.D. Salinger's best-selling novel, Franny and Zoe, in 1961. One of the novel's principal characters, Franny Glass, is obsessed with this book, The Way of a Pilgrim, and with what the book teaches. That is the practice of the Jesus Prayer. Since the 1960s, four different translations have appeared in English. and it's become the best known and most widely read of any book on Russian spirituality. The book is composed of four narratives, and we'll go through them all, of course, and let us begin. So, for the next 7 minutes, settle in and hear the story. It's about a pilgrim who's on a journey, the way he takes, who he seeks out, what he confronts, and what he learns. Indeed, the way of a pilgrim just might be your story too. Let us begin. By the grace of God, I am a Christian. By my actions, a great sinner. And by calling, a homeless wanderer of the simplest origins, traveling from place to place. My worldly belongings are a knapsack that contains some bread and a Bible in my breast pocket. That is all. On the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, I went to church to pray at the liturgy. During the reading of the Epistle of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, I heard the following words: pray without ceasing. The words made an indelible impression on me, and I began to wonder how it was possible to pray unceasingly, since everyone must occupy themselves with other matters as well, in order to make a living and so forth. I looked in the Bible and read for myself what I had heard. Indeed, that one should pray without ceasing. Also, in Ephesians 6:18, we must pray at all times in the Spirit. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, we must pray in all places with uplifted hands. I thought about this for quite a while, but was unable to understand it. What should I do? I thought. Where will I find someone who can explain this to me? I will visit some of the churches that are renowned for their excellent preachers, and perhaps there it can be explained to me. So I went, and I heard many good sermons on prayer, but they all dealt with prayer in general, what it is, why it is needed, and what its fruits are. Yet nothing was said about how to succeed in prayer. Oh, there was a sermon on praying in the Spirit and on unceasing prayer, but no mention was made in it about how to attain such prayer. Having heard plenty, without acquiring any understanding of how to pray unceasingly, I gave up on such sermons geared to the ordinary parishioner and resolved, with God's help, to seek an experienced and wise guide who would explain unceasing prayer to me. For I now find myself so irresistibly drawn to learning about it. I set out and wandered for a long time through different places, all the while continuing to read my Bible faithfully. Everywhere I went, I looked into the whereabouts of a local spiritual director. Eventually, I was told that in a certain village there was a landowner who had lived there for a long time and who spent all his time working out his salvation. He had a chapel in his house, and he never went out, but did nothing but pray continually and read spiritual literature. When I heard this, I gave up walking and began running in order to get to this village. When I arrived there, I found the man in question. "What is it that you require of me?" he asked. I have heard that you are a man of prayer and wisdom. In the name of God, would you please explain to me the meaning of the apostles' words, pray without ceasing, and how one can achieve this? I want to know this, but I have been utterly unable to understand it. He was silent for some moments. Then he looked closely at me and he said, "Unceasing interior prayer is the constant striving of the Spirit toward God. To succeed in this delightful practice, you must beg the Lord more frequently that He teach you how to pray unceasingly. Pray more and ever more earnestly, and the prayer itself will reveal to you how it can become unceasing. This effort will bear fruit in its own time." Having said this, he offered me refreshment. He gave me money for my journey, and he sent me on my way. He did not provide me with an explanation after all. So this concludes day one of our story of the way of a pilgrim. We will pick up tomorrow right where we left it off today. Until then, have a blessed journey on your way. Amen.